8:30.
Let's go.
Oh, what do we got here?
Sorry, Dave.
I'm going to have to call EMTs. We had a reporter down.
Yeah, you can't get up off my knees.
We're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Anderson, Gronewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barnard. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
So move.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Fleece. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to equalization. Approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 27.
I move we approve it.
Moved by Gronewald.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Got it.
Okay, that helps, don't it?
Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Approve or disapprove resolution to set tax rate for political subdivisions for 2010-2011.
Oh, my. Big list. You have to give it a number. Get the resolution now.
Okay. 10-30.
So moved if you need a motion.
Need a motion for 10-30.
Second.
Seconded by Fleece. Discussion.
One thing I may tell you is the Adams Township, remember, Mr. Burrows? Yes, I did figure it at the higher amount because that was what the boards decided at the last meeting, I think. So that would be Adams Township. I think it gives them $1,500 more than they originally had turned in. So
that was your question? Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Public hearing and approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organization. We need to open a public hearing for Blue Valley Behavioral Health hearing.
Make a motion to open a public hearing.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to open the public hearing for Blue Valley Behavioral Health. This is on outpatient clinic. Property tax is $300. Is there an address? It's a four-door Ford Fusion. I'm assuming that's a van. I don't know what a Fusion is, I guess.
Sedan.
Sedan, okay. So is there anyone here for support or against the behavioral health? If not, we'll close the public hearing.
Move that the public hearing be closed.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Bauman to close the public hearing. Vote. 7-0. Need a motion to approve or disapprove the exemption form.
So
moved. Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Patty, what do you have?
Basically, last night at the forum, I was a little disturbed by some things that were brought up. And I just wanted to talk to the rest of the county board members about this. Mr. Barnard presented me with a list of dates and times, and I can pass this around. It was blacked out. It's a hand-typed document. Evidently, someone in my office supposedly has been using the computer inappropriately. And as of Monday, April 18th, there's different times and dates, and all through this and all through these pages, and I wanted to know whether the County Board of Equalization, County Board in general, knew anything about my computers being looked at. Were they tapped into without my knowledge? As an elected official, why wasn't this brought to my attention so that I could have corrected the manner? So if anybody has any...
I'm going to answer first. The County Board has not authorized anyone to look at your computers. They would not be hand-typed. They would come out in a professional form. So the names would not be blocked out if the County Board looked at it. From that end of it, I guess if the names are blacked out, it's hard for me to hold validity to it, if it's even from your office. Gary, you had a question.
Yeah, I never said, and Matt was there, I think he confirmed it, maybe Dave, I never said that the county did that. That was taken off of a public website. It was cross-checked with time cards at the clerk's office, and it was during working hours when those people were clocked in at the county. I never said the county did anything last night. I didn't say that. Matt can verify it. I never said that.
What the, are these names?
But it's, I don't know if this is appropriate for it's not an agenda item in the first place. I think it's a campaign issue, and I don't think it's proper that we even talk about
it. I think
this.
You made it a campaign issue last night, Mr. Barger.
Yeah, I did. I said it was a campaign issue.
It looks totally inappropriate, and if there was an issue in April and this was not brought to this board, I think that is totally inappropriate.
There wasn't an issue in April. Those was just discovered lately. It was backed up on a public site, and they were on there, and they were left on there. So
why was the blocking out being done?
Because I didn't want, well, why don't you ask your employees what they've been doing, and maybe you know. I think this is an appropriate conversation for this. It's not an agenda item. It's a campaign issue, and I think it's inappropriate.
I think it was done in April. I think it should have been brought to the elected official, and I think it's a political ploy.
I didn't see it in
your
April.
Point.
I did not see it in April.
I guess to me, if it's an issue dealing with our employees, it probably is something we need to discuss. So,
well, Mr. Chair, I was at the meeting last night, and my immediate concern was who authorized the scan of the computers.
There is no scan.
How it came across.
There is no scan. MIPS is the county, the courthouse server. They would be the ones we'd have to contact to do that, and it would come out in a professional form, and so there has been no county authorization on the computers, and I think when you look at that, it's very clear it's not a printout.
It's a type 10 thing with blacked out letters.
I have a copy of the other two.
I think it's a tool for political purposes, and I think it's sturdy politicking is what I believe it is.
I still think it's inappropriate. That
okay,
we're doing this.
We are going to move on. What else, Patty?
That's it for me, Rex.
Anything else for the good of Board of Equalization? Anything else for the good of Equalization? Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:39.